This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
All right, here we go. Our first story of this hour. We are talking about, well, one very, very important element, perhaps for some children, I would say the most important element of Chinese New Year, because receiving ang baos has always been a big thing. Recently, however, this age-old tradition has been moving into a more digital form.
So I contest that it's just a big thing for children. It's a big thing for adults too.
So I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to bring adults into the equation, but fair enough.
So anyway, e-angbaos have become increasingly popular and has even become the norm in China. Since the red envelope campaign in 2014 by the mobile platform WeChat, Malaysia has slowly been following suit with banks like RHB and Maybank offering a similar service.
Recently, we did cover a story on our market wrap about whether e-angbaos were a good idea and if Malaysia could be moving towards a cashless society. And I think this speaks to larger considerations about things like sustainability, right? People are concerned with how many paper ang baos just get used once. People are also looking at reusable ang baos, cloth ang baos. So e-ang baos, really, there's no waste whatsoever.
Yeah, and perhaps the sentimentality tied to receiving that paper envelope has changed, and the culture is just slowly changing to one that values sustainability over sentimentality.
Last week, when we spoke about budgeting for Chinese New Year, there were a few messages that came in that basically said, look, ang baos are a token. You shouldn't be expecting too much. You know, it's not about, at the time, it was they were saying it's not to do with inflation. But I think similarly here, if you think of ang baos as a token gesture, then whether or not it's an e-ang bao or a physical ang bao, it shouldn't technically make a difference. So, yeah, we wanted to kind of find out more about this. So we're going to cross over now to Iris Lee, who is the head of brand communications at iMoney. Iris, thanks for joining us. So, okay, what do you think of electronic ang baos? Do you think they're a good idea?
I think theoretically it's a good idea, and it's very convenient. Also practical, because, you know, it's easier for people who don't get to meet during the festive season, people who may be overseas, and you still can, give them ang pao. And it's also much friendlier to the environment because there will be less waste giving, it's paperless and all that. But on the other side of the argument, I am sort of a purist. So it does take away the tradition of ang pao giving, which is not so much about the money, but about, you know, wishing the elders good health and good wealth and receiving blessings in the form of lucky money. So there are two sides of it. I think for practical reasons, yes, I think it's a good idea. But if I can, I will still go for traditional ang pao.
How exactly do current versions of e-ang paos work?
Personally, I've never used e-ang baos before, but I believe it's similar to, you know, how you transfer money using things like Do It Now and all that. So it's much faster and more convenient. And also you get to send like up to 10 recipients per transaction, so you don't have to like manually key in one by one. And currently there are only 3 banks who offer, I think, Hong Leong, Maybank and RHB. And if you are a recipient, you don't actually need to have an account with them. You can just use a mobile number, email address, and even a Facebook account for RHB to receive the money.
Are there any security concerns with these e-ang baos?
There are some steps put into place for security reasons. So, for example, you can only link a device to one number, and the amount won't be deducted from the sender's account until it is redeemed. And to redeem, you actually need like a security code from the sender. So I think these are some of the things that they've put into place so that it is more secure. And also there is a transaction limit per day, which is ringgit. So I think for the convenience, it's good to, you know, it may not be as secure as, using online banking and all that. But I think it's good enough for the convenience you enjoy.
They're already a big thing in China. How has it been working there? Any glitches or concerns so far?
I think, yes, e-ang pao is huge there. Not just e-ang pao, all sorts of e-wallets and all that. And there was a survey done last year that says that 80% of the respondents actually prefer to receive, to send red packet through digitally through a mobile app and all that. So they are quite far ahead in that sense compared to us. And of course, there are those who will take advantage of the technologies. There have been cases of fraud and scams and even hacking. And some actually misuse the technology for like illegal activities like gambling and money, you know, some fraudulent activities. But all in all, I think there are some concerns, but you have to, you know, put more attention into the security steps that are in place to better protect yourself.
Okay, so here's the big question. Do you think we're going to see a large-scale switch to e-angpaos anytime soon?
Maybe eventually, yes, but I don't see it happening in the next 1 to 2 years. But there have been an increasing use and transactions for e-angpao. So yeah, I believe one day we will be using more of e-angpaos rather than traditional angpao.
Iris, thank you so much for joining us. That was Iris Lee, Head of Brand Communications at iMoney. To get another perspective on this, of course, we have on the line Matt Armitage from Culture Pop. Matt, what do you think of the digitalization of a tradition that is as ubiquitous and really as old as the Ang Pao?
I think it's probably, you know, inevitable when we see this kind of technology. As much as people like to receive Ang Paos, younger generations are getting less and less used to cash. So it's going to make more sense to give people money in the form that they most recognize it. And that is effectively in these kind of digital money transfer formats. Because if you have people who don't use cash, giving them cash as a gift is you know, largely symbolic, rather than giving them anything of great use. And they'll still have to take it somewhere where they put it into a bank account, and then they'll proceed to use it electronically thereafter.
How big a role do you think this plays in sustainability?
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily see this as being so much of a sustainability issue as merely a kind of march of progress. The tradition of Ang Paos, I think, will still continue, but it will probably become a more symbolic one. So you'll still give something to somebody, whether it's in the form of a paper packet. So I think the tradition will continue, but it will just morph into something. And the actual financial part of that transaction, I think, will increasingly be moved to this kind of digital or electronic realm.
Are we going to see the convenience of it all winning out over traditional methods, you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you go to countries like China, you see, you know, even buskers in the street, even beggars have a QR code which allow you to give money directly to them. You don't have to give them physical cash. You can just do it from your phone. So I think what we'll see is people doing something similar. They will just be transferring money to people electronically. But I think there'll still be a physical, symbolic aspect. What that will be in the future, I don't know. These traditions evolve. It used to be the tradition in my country to put an orange and a piece of coal in people's stocking on Christmas Eve. Now, obviously, anyone who receives a piece of coal or an orange would probably be quite insulted. So the tradition has evolved and moved on, and I think we'll see that with Ang Paos as well, as we move more into this kind of digital sphere.
So certain banks like Maybank have seen an increase in e-ang pao transactions during the festive season. Do you think this means Malaysians are ready for a cashless e-wallet society?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of risks inherent in moving to a cashless society. Yes, you have the convenience aspect. So I think we will see a lot more transactions being done digitally, yes, the e-ang paos, but all kinds of micro transactions that normally we wouldn't do electronically because the amounts are too small. I think that's going to change. Whether or not we move to a completely cashless economy is a different argument altogether, because there are a lot of privacy and protection aspects as well, because once you have a currency that exists only digitally, then you have those powers that control the currency are able to control your access to money and financial services as well. Whereas at the moment, if you have cash, you can go out and buy whatever it is you want. If somebody else is actually controlling your access to your own money or credits, then that can also be turned off just as quickly as it can be turned on. And also there's a disenfranchisement aspect to people who are outside that banking system. So we do have to look at bringing everyone into a system, making sure the system is robust and that it can't be abused by those in power before it will be truly safe for us to go cashless.
And we ask you this every time we talk about this, so seems, you know, seems wrong to break with tradition. How do we address the concerns of a cashless society?
I mean, I would address it by not going completely cashless. I think it's a good idea to have physical currency as a backup. If you are entirely digital, entirely cashless, you leave yourself open to a lot of attack by foreign actors, bad actors, hackers, because if your payment systems are taken offline, as happened, I think, in Estonia back in about 2008. Now, that was a country that was leading the world in terms of cashless transactions. And people were unable to do simple things like buy bread and milk, petrol. Once those electronic systems were knocked offline during a sustained hacking attack. So you have to look at the integrity of your entire economy to decide whether or not it's safe to go entirely cashless, because you do need these backups for when the system fails.
Matt, thank you so much for taking the time. That was Matt Armitage from Culture Pop, and we have been talking about e-angpaos. Let us know if you're planning to give e-angpaos. Let us know how you would feel to receive them. We want to hear from you. You can text or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. You can, of course, also tweet us at BFM Radio, and do keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
It's the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. Earlier, we were talking about e-angpaos and how they're becoming more and more popular. We have a message here from Arihan, who says that faster get married, less angpao, less wastage. Well, it might actually lead to more wastage, because now you got to give angpaos instead of receiving them only. Anyway, we went out to the streets to ask what people think about e-angpaos, and here's what they had to say.
What does getting or giving an angpao mean to you?
That a festive season is upon us? Or that somebody's getting married?
Giving is to show that you care, you love, and then to celebrate the celebration. And getting is, for me, it's from the kids' point of view, it's a joy for them. Not for adult. I mean, adult don't get angpao.
Being married, I have to give angpaos now. It's actually a pleasure to give an angpao, because I enjoy seeing the look of delight on people's faces when they receive it. Even better when they don't really know how much is actually in an angpao.
For angpao, I think it's mostly more on culture, right? Malaysian culture to give. For me, I celebrate Raya, so technically we're not supposed to give angpao away. But we still do because of culture, right? So for me, I don't know, it's just something to celebrate, like the new year, I guess, right? Giving.
Oh, I love getting angpaos. I mean, free money, right? Giving angpaos, you know that you're a part of some culture. And I think that's a nice feeling, being able to know that you belong somewhere.
Have you heard of e-angpaos?
I have to admit, I've never heard of an e-angpao. I can only imagine that it's related to some money transfer that's done online.
I have not. Is that why there's a little angpao next to my transfer funds on my banking website right now?
Yes, so I know that, because I use Maybank, so I know that they were heavily promoting that. But also in WeChat, you can give out e-angpaos, although they use it for a very different purpose. So.
Yes, but I think it doesn't have that feel of giving, because it's like you're transferring money. So it doesn't feel like, you know, you're like one-to-one giving money, you know. So I don't think it's a good practice, I guess.
Will you be receiving or giving e-angpaos this Chinese New Year?
Probably won't receive any anymore. Well, if you would like to give me one, I would happily receive an e-angpao from you. But maybe I'll be giving out some e-angpaos.
I prefer to give like physical money. I don't want to give the culture thing away, and I think giving it by hand is much more meaningful, I guess. Unless if that person is not in Malaysia, then maybe, yeah.
Now that I know of it, I don't think I'm going to change. I know the arguments for why it's probably better, because it safeguards the environment to a certain extent. But I feel that something is lost in doing an online transfer as opposed to actually looking at someone face to face, giving them an ang pao, and actually and having a person express gratitude, I think that's something that can't be replicated with a transfer that's done digitally. And so for that purpose, I'll probably stick to giving physical ang paos for the qualitative aspect rather than the one of convenience.
No, I think I've gone to an age where now I'm just giving ang paos. I no longer receive ang paos. But no, I think personally, the act of giving them when you see them just means a lot more. I think the gesture of the ang pao is definitely a lot bigger than what's honestly in it. Because I don't think a lot of people give super, super huge ang paos unless they're, you know, your immediate family. And the whole point of the red packets or the green packets or whatever during a festive season is more just about the symbol of it versus just doing it electronically. Because then it's like I'm paying my internet bill and also paying somebody for being part of my family.
Do you think e-angpaos take away from the sentimental value and symbolism of paper angpaos?
Not to say entirely, but it does a bit because of the, I think the togetherness, or you wouldn't be there, right? So if you give things like online, you might not see that person. So yeah.
Yeah, I do like that feeling, right? So for example, every time you get an ang pao from someone older than you, you first have to show some sign of respect, be it like, you know, hug your kids or giving them a handshake, something, and it makes you feel like, yay, we're bonding, and then you get the ang pao. But also, I do feel the e-ang pao is very convenient when you've got families that are overseas. So that's what I guess we use it for, but it's more of a matter of convenience more than anything else.
Definitely. So because you don't feel the physical, you know, when you give, like one-to-one, you feel like you're, you know, in touch with that person. So they also, the one that receive, they feel it. So,
yeah. Yeah, there's a certain act in giving that goes beyond a mere transaction. And likewise for the receiver as well. There are a lot of emotions that go into the whole process. And which is why I said I didn't want to use a spiritual, but it does touch on that aspect to some extent.
Yeah, because I think ang paos are a very sentimental thing, right? You're not really doing it for a subscription, or you're not really doing it to get anything out of it. It's really just part of what makes the festive season the festive season.
You just heard some thoughts about the e ang pao. Let us know what you think about them. Do e ang paos lose sentimental value? Text or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We will be talking about mall decorations and Chinese banquet dinners after the 6 p.m. news. Stay tuned. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.